All right, so let's talk about slots. You guys want them. You want slots. I tweeted yesterday, what do you want to see in LiveWire V2? And a good number of people said slots. Dries and Frakebull said slots. They're working on the Blade UI kit thing. And it would be really, really cool that they could make renderless LiveWire components. It would be awesome. What else? Slots. Yeah, other people want slots. Liam Hammett. Trying to think. There's more. But yeah, people want slots. And they want them. And to me, this is a very difficult one, and I'm not even sure it's worth it. So I want to talk to you about why it's a super duper hard problem. So what are slots first? If you have a Vue background, this is Vue.js. This is easy for you to understand. And if you've used Blade components at all, you've used slots probably, and you probably understand that as well. The idea is you have some component. So let's say you have a page, your home page, that you're rendering a component on. So you have a layout page that has a header and whatever, and then you have the main component, and it's called, who knows, I don't know, some like post form or something, or what, let's say podcast form, edit podcast form. Okay. And you use this edit podcast form in a bunch of different places on your site, and in those different places, you want, I don't know, you want a different label. But the label has an SVG, so you don't just want to pass a property, you want to pass HTML to then be rendered into the component. So whatever. So you have the component, and then inside of the component declaration, you have some sort of HTML code, and then inside of the component itself, inside of its blade view, you would echo out a $slot variable, and then whatever you passed into that slot, whatever you put as the content of that component, will be rendered inside slot. Okay, so here's a way that I could do it. So you've been listening to this podcast, you probably understand the basics of how LiveWire works. There's an initial render in LiveWire, which is basically like a normal blade component. It does one sweep, and it echoes out, and it renders the initial blade page. You could disable JavaScript and it would still render it perfectly fine. The magic with LiveWire is that it can do things subsequently. So if you have this initial render done, and then on the page you wire click, you click on a button with wire click, your LiveWire component does an update and it has to re-render itself, right? Okay, so let's talk about slots. This is why slots is really, really, really hard, because a LiveWire component is an island. Every time a LiveWire component updates, it only updates itself. It doesn't update the entire page. So something like slots is difficult because you're passing HTML into a LiveWire component. When that LiveWire component updates, how does it know what that HTML was? You know, like you could store it as data or something, but are you going to store a template on the front end? Because LiveWire requests go back and forth. Are you going to store a template on a string on the front end? No way. So maybe, you know, whatever. So here's how slots could work. Here's the easiest way to make slots work. So let's say that slots were not reactive. So if you're familiar with Vue slots, these would be like traditional slots before scoped slots became a thing. And this is just like normal blade slots before the component attribute was introduced in V7. So you have the component declaration, and then you have a bunch of HTML, and you can even echo out PHP from the parent scope. By parent, I mean the layout page, the page that's including the LiveWire component. So I'm going to refer to them as parent and child right now. Child is the actual LiveWire component blade view. Parent is the layout component blade view. So inside the slot of the child component, that slot, you can reference parent data. So this would work fine. I could implement this today like fairly easily. Here's how I would do it. When I render the LiveWire component, I would render the slot probably first. Yeah, I would render the slot. So it would process the PHP template, you know, the blade template of that slot, and spit out this HTML. Then I would pass it into the LiveWire component when I initialize the LiveWire component. And this is all for the initial render of the page, the first render. And I would do exactly what Blade components do right now. I would do exactly what Blade components do right now. And then you have access to this $slot inside your template, and you can echo it out, and everything works great. And here's the problem. Think about this. when you do something in the LiveWire component to refresh the component, when it re-renders, how does it know what was in that slot? How does it know what to put in that slot variable? So what I would do is on subsequent renders, I would echo out a placeholder that says like slot here. So if you looked at the HTML coming back from the AJAX request from LiveWire, instead of that slot where it was rendered initially, it would say like ignore me, just some div that says ignore me. So that when Morph DOM is going through and it's saying, here's the existing HTML on the page and here's the new HTML coming from the server, it gets to the part where it goes, okay, we got a slot here. We got this whole big chunk of HTML, but it doesn't exist in the HTML over here. Oh, but it's telling me to ignore it. So I'll just move past it. So that could work. This could totally work. It would work the same way as nested components do, which is a story for another time, how nested components work. But that is doable. And I hope that makes sense to you, that I would render the slot initially and then I would never touch it. You could remove it in your LiveWire component because you would be removing that placeholder and it would remove it. Again, it would just be like nested components. I already wrote all this stuff for nested components. It would be the same. It would treat it the same way as a nested component. It would just ignore it. So that could work and I could implement that in a couple days. That would be simple. But that's not what the people want. Maybe they want that a little bit. What the people want is to be able to echo out a piece of data from the LiveWire component. So let's say in your LiveWire component, a piece of data changes, the slot has access to your component data, and when that data changes, the slot updates. That is hard. That is very hard. So here's a couple ways we could do it. It's very hard because, I hope you've been following this problem, it's hard because when the component re-renders, it doesn't have access to the thing that rendered the component itself. You know, you're not going to re-render your entire layout. You know, that could work, but we're not going to do that because that defeats a lot of the purpose. It would be so much extra overhead. So this is a difficult problem. What we need is that template somewhere that we can reuse. So here's the situation. I create a LiveWire compiler so that when you're rendering Blade and you come across a LiveWire component and you see a slot, what I do with that is I take that chunk of PHP and I store it in a separate PHP file. I create a cached blade view that's just that slot. And so I have this folder that's hidden in the cache somewhere, probably next to the normal Laravel blade cache views. And it's a bunch of cached views of those slots and they're labeled with a hash key or something, okay? And then when you render the component, you pass in the hash key of the slot to use. And then I send that back and forth. So this could actually work. I could create a world where you could have these dynamic slots that react to data dynamically. But here's the problem with that. So that's basically the only way that I can feasibly think that slots could work the way people want them to work. But here's the hard part with that. With normal slots in Laravel, you get access to the parent scope and the child scope with your component arrow attribute, component arrow, you know, data thing. So with these LiveWire slots, basically, I just described a world where you can only have access to the parent scope, which is easy and we can do that. Or the hard way, which I just described that I wouldn't even know if I'm capable of doing, would give you access to the component data, but not both. They're two separate paradigms completely. Because if you think about it, how would you mix them? I maybe could mix them by taking in the entire scope of the parent component, any data that you use inside the slot, and storing it on the component to pass back and forth for subsequent renders. But that data might be a PHP object. What am I gonna do? Deserialize that and reserialize it and maybe, but it'll make the request super big and you don't think it would, you wouldn't opt into it. This is the complexity of these things that I sort of have to bear. And so in my mind, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna be able to just make slots work the exact way that they do in Blade components. So maybe, is it worth doing the simple version? Is that even helpful for people? And I asked like one person and they were like, no, that's actually not what I would want slots for. Oh, maybe I could kind of use it, but whatever. It'd be nice to have. It's not a game changer. Or do I implement the complex version? And, you know, that's going to be a big undertaking. That's probably going to take me a week. And so if I implement the complex version, then it's not going to work the way you think. You might try to use something inside of it and you'll get a variable not found. And then you'll be confused and frustrated. Will it still be useful to you? I don't know. You know, so it's tough because I can't make it work the way that you would just want it to work, which is sad. But that's why slots are hard. So people say they want slots and here you go. Here's what goes through my head. Slots are one of those things that I'm thinking about a lot. trying to think of creative ways that I could make them work. But it's a difficult problem to solve given the nature of LiveWire requests, given the stateless nature of LiveWire requests. So there you go. We're at 10:10. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.